This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Next hour, Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus. And we got to start diving into giving props for division round. And we had a winner, Stacy, go 10 for 10.
Winner. I'm not 100% sure, male or female.
Well, we were told it was a woman named Stacy, and we congratulated her yesterday. 10 for 10 in the first round. So awesome. We'll get to all that coming up next hour. Right now, though, we have to go off the board with Aaron Hawksworth.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Today's Off the Board is truly brought to you by the Cowboys Collapse. If you are a Cowboys fan, you may want to cover your ears because this is filled with things that don't make the organization look too good. So, number one, we were talking about Dak, you know, the other day. He was reacting to a question he was asked post-game about fans throwing things at refs, and he said, you know, basically that he liked it. He was all for that. Well, Joe G said it. He's going to have to apologize. The NBA refs also condemned Dak, saying that as a leader in the NFL community, that he should not be promoting this type of thing. Refs could get injured. It's violent. So, of course, Dak apologizes. Not shocking, but he said he got caught up in the emotion and that, you know, what he said was not appropriate, basically. You know, his exact words are, you know, I hold the NFL officials in the highest regard and have always respected their professionalism and the difficulty of their jobs. The safety of everyone who attends a game or participates on the field of a sporting event is a very serious matter. So he apologized. I did think it was interesting, though, that Stephen Jones went on the radio and was also asked about it. And he says, this is not the way I see our fans. I think we're a class act. Because the next story that I want to
what's
tell
he supposed
about,
to say?
I know. There was a fan who punched his TV after the Cowboys lost, then pulled a gun out and started shooting his TV.
Wait, was there a video of this, or was
yes,
this just
there's video.
There's no way it was a setup. There's no way they did this to go viral, right? I hate this world we live in.
It's crazy, but talk about violence. Like, that's just unnecessary right there.
If we were to rank the dumb things, the play call to try to run when you have no timeouts left, Dak Prescott saying it's okay to throw things at referees, or the idiot that broke his own TV and shot in his own house. How would you rank those?
Okay, the guy that shot his own TV, that was for his 15 minutes of fame.
Okay.
So he's probably going to throw it out anyways. Yeah, let's – okay, it's like the people that have light the jerseys on fire. I have no time for these people. The Kellen Moore of everything. Kellen Moore / McCarthy. He's the head
McCarthy
coach.
McCarthy, Moore are the dumbest of the
– Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then would you put Dak next for telling fans it's okay to throw things at the referees, or would you put the idiot who shot his own TV next?
Then I'd put Dak, but I'd also loosely say that Dak apologized because this was a tweet.
It was four.
I'd love odds. Who scripted this tweet? Like, was this a note that was sent to him? Copy and paste this and send it out on your Twitter account.
Absolutely.
Or a PR person. Right, exactly. So he gave the okay for someone to tweet from his account, but he's not sorry. He's not sorry. He doesn't like the negative backlash that he received for a couple of days. But now he's not
sorry.
Yeah,
the fact that also you wait like 3 days to apologize, it makes it even more obvious how forced this was by the organization.
Shouldn't that just been natural as soon as I said it? Like, hey, I just told fans, cool, you threw things at referees. Maybe walk that one back right away, Dak. No, it took him a couple of days. Yeah, they're all morons.
Maybe throw something at your offensive coordinator. Maybe throw something at your head coach.
Just idiots, all of them.
I'm dying because Lombardi, who joins us every Monday, I was listening to his podcast, and he started ripping on McCarthy. He loves ripping on Cowboys head coaches. It's so much fun. It used to be the clapper with Garrett.
Yep.
And then he said, McCarthy, what's he doing? He's walking around like he's on the beat. He's a beat cop. Is he doing any coaching? I'm just thinking of him in the big jacket with his hands in his pocket all game.
I love it. So there's a picture that is absolutely amazing. Trent Williams, after the Niners beat the Cowboys, in the photo, you see some Cowboys fans flicking Trent off, and Trent's just pointing back at them like, ha ha ha, we won, joke's on you guys. It's the best photo. It's everyone's tweeting it right now and writing their own captions for it. Obviously, Trent played in Washington. I'm sure he hates Cowboys fans just from spending time here. I'm sure there's no love there in Trent Williams. So
that's not a fan base I would do that to. Like, I would be worried that they would pull out a shotgun. I'd be very concerned. Like, Philadelphia, I have no interest. Joe G, is that overplayed by people outside of Philadelphia, how crude the fan base can be?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would hear vulgar and crude things, but I it's very rare that like anyone would throw anything. I think that stuff is overblown. Like, that doesn't happen. I mean, that's just over the top. Like last year, Russell Westbrook got some popcorn thrown on him. That became a big thing for a couple weeks. But like, there's no violence. Like the violent stuff is. So
you would tell someone it's okay to wear a jersey to the link, an opposing jersey to the link, because I would not.
No, well, that Joe, I think Joe was referencing like Trent Williams pointing at an opponent,
like a player.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that in almost any NFL stadium, except for LA.
The opposing jersey.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea in Philadelphia. Mike Scott, who used to play for the Sixers, when he was on the Sixers, went to a Washington football team Eagles game because he's from Washington. He's from the DC area originally, so Mike Scott is a football team fan. People in the crowd didn't know it was Mike Scott. They were like throwing things at an NBA player who's like 6'9". So yeah, don't wear opposing jerseys. That's a bad
And wasn't it was the Dodgers where there was a death, right?
Oh, the Giants, Dodgers, the fans. Yeah. Yeah, that was terrible.
And why isn't anyone talking about the Bills fans that threw the dildo on the field? I mean, Cowboys fans are in trouble, and the Bills fans are throwing dildos on the field? Like, come on. How come nobody's calling these fans out for being ridiculous?
Well, someone had to, and I'm glad we just did. They are a different group up in Buffalo, between the tables and all of that.
That could have hurt somebody.
Yeah. Come on. I don't want to get fired, but jeez. I want to say so much.
Hey, that's why they call it off the board. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you're in a stadium where they're throwing dildos and batteries, like you put the two together, you're good to go.
My God.
So here's the question.
Wow.
Are we rooting Bengals-Bills so we get one more game in Buffalo just so we can have more of this? Could you imagine if the Bills win the AFC Championship in Buffalo? That old field's going to be littered with
flying everywhere.
No, stop.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's go, Bills. You know,
every player that ever has played for the Bills, when you ask them about the fans, they just go over the top about how great it was there and how much they love the fans. I don't hear it. You get the pandering from every athlete when after the game, the on-field mic, how about these fans? And of course, you've got to say nice things. But Bills players, 30 years later, they're always talking about how great it was just hanging out or drinking with the fans sometimes after games.
It's probably not a lot to do in Buffalo, so.
Wow. We are live in Buffalo. We love you guys.
Great fan base. Passionate.
I love them. I love them.
Yes,
yeah.
Root for the
Every
Bills.
Thursday.
That's what you got to do.
Thank you for listening. WWKB 1520.
In the least shocking news of this segment, Pete Rose has a gambling podcast. So, would you listen for his picks?
No.
I mean, obviously.
You know, I'm actually shocked that Pete just launched a podcast. Like,
where's he been?
How old is he now?
Oh, Pete's old. Yeah, Pete's sitting outside a casino somewhere signing memorabilia. You know where Pete is.
It's been a hard life,
a
right?
Yeah. It's his own fault.
Oh, man.
Pete is 80.
I didn't realize he was 80, though. Okay, it fits, actually. Because every time I see him, like, God, he's been through a lot there, but he's 80.
Yeah. I mean, is he not the most delusional sports figure of our lifetime? Like, he just never has acknowledged, Pete, this is all your fault. Like, this is on you, buddy.
I'll never forget the
Jim
Gray
moment. Years old, launch a gambling podcast. It's like, come on.
Well, somebody finally was willing to pay him, right? I'd assume that's what it is. I didn't see the story. But
his story for 35 years now? Someone is willing to give him money for something, he will do it. I mean, that's Pete Rose.
And really quick, before we wrap things up, I wanted to follow up on the NFL playoff team draft we did last week based on the Super Bowl future. So, Joe G, you've got the Chiefs, Bills, Rams left, Cardinals eliminated. Jake stole the Cowboys from me, which was a gift. Thank you, Jake.
Move.
Joe O, you've got the Niners, Titans, Raiders, Eagles were eliminated. Paul has the Bengals. And then I've got Packers and Bucks, Pats and Steelers. Bye-bye. I don't have them anymore.
I think Joe G's in the best spot because he's definitely – you have the Chiefs-Bills winner in the AFC title game. And the Rams have a shot, especially if Wirfs is out. They could pull off the upset there. So you could have a couple of teams left. Aaron in good spot. She's likely to have the NFC representative.
The winner. Yeah,
she probably will. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll keep everyone updated. All right, coming up, we got a big 10 o'clock hour coming at you. Giving props. We'll tell you what the props are for BetQL's giving props for the Division Round weekend. Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus, in about 20 or so minutes. And on the other side, we have to dive in a little. We love our drafts here. We're going to have a draft of the coach quarterback combinations left in the NFL playoffs. I'm excited for this. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.